This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, sorry I left you guys alone. I know there was a lot going on, right? The United passenger, a physician, fellow physician, getting pulled off and sustaining a concussion while being taken off a United flight. I want to talk about that. We have this scary brain parasite in Hawaii, and a California couple that came back from their honeymoon. Both were showing symptoms of getting this brain parasite. We're going to talk about that. Also, we have a study that gray hair in men has been linked to heart disease, which kind of, to me, is a kind of a head scratcher, because don't most men gray? Don't they eventually gray? And, you know, I mean, my father had a heart attack and he also had gray hair, but he was in his 60s. So yeah, he had gray hair. So, but, you know, it still kind of brings up the, conversation and the topic and the suggestion that maybe the way we gray could be a sign of our health. Mumps cases are on the rise, but I want to apologize. I know many of you had been hoping to hear from me over the last few days, and I have gone to Philadelphia, where our first capital of the nation was. And wow, oh my gosh. I mean, it's amazing how when I told people I was going to be going to Philly, all everybody could say is you got to grab a cheesesteak. You got to eat a cheesesteak. You got to eat here. You got to go to Jim's. You got to go to Pat's and Gino's. And so many people were talking about Philly and the food. And, you know, you almost forget that there is so much history there. Yes, the Rocky Steps. If you go on my Facebook or my Twitter, you will see that I did climb the Rocky Steps. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this. The draft is going to be held in Philly. And it's going to be held at right on the Rocky Steps. I believe the steps go up to a museum of art, beautiful museum. But if there was all this stage production and stage building going on when I was trying to run up the Rocky Steps, such that I couldn't run up the Rocky Steps. I had to go along the side. And when I got up there, it completely blocked the view of the city like Rocky had. So I took a picture of the, you know, of the stage. But now that I know it was there for the draft, all is forgiven. So I thought that was pretty cool. If you've never been to Philadelphia, you have got to check it out. You see the original hall where I believe the Constitution was drafted. The Declaration of Independence was drafted in Independence Hall. You see Liberty Bell. You see one of the oldest neighborhoods still alive. Elfrith Alley, still there from the 1700s, and people are living in those houses. Very, very cool. You have Betsy Ross's house that was there, and Betsy Ross, where she's buried. Christ Church is there, where many of our forefathers went to church, where Betsy Ross sat. You could see the pew where she sat. And there were a lot of our forefathers buried around Christ Church. So that was... it was just an amazing trip. And yes, the cheesesteaks were good. And remember, I had a race against time, because I have Passover coming up, right? So we had Passover coming up, and you were not allowed to eat a chili cheesesteak in Passover. It's actually not kosher. You're not supposed to be mixing milk and meat anyway, but I just had to have, and I ordered it with provolone. I'm not stupid. I ordered it with provolone. I did not do the cheese whiz. No, I got the cheesesteak the way I was supposed to, so it was really, really good. But it was beautiful. And then we decided to go up to Lancaster. We were in Amish country. I guess it's called Amish country when you Google it or when you Google Maps it. And, oh, my gosh, the Amish are so nice. And you want to know what was really striking about the Amish is their cats. Their cats would come up to us and be nice. Nobody did pee-pee or poo-poo shoe. Nobody scratched. I mean, here's my cats acting like they own the world, watching TV. Yet Amish cats were the nicest cats ever. And so I really think I need my cats to live with an Amish family, right? And you know, get a good education there, because my cats are so mean, I can't live with them anymore. I really can't. But these Amish kitty cats were so sweet. The food was great. If you could check out Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you need to go. Yes, we went to Valley Forge. Valley Forge was awesome. We went to the Delaware Crossing, where George Washington crossed the Delaware to go into Trenton. So that was pretty exciting. We also went to Gettysburg. We saw the rough estimate of where Abraham Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address. If you guys go up to Gettysburg, you need to. It's a phenomenal site. Unfortunately, we lost thousands and thousands of soldiers there. But there's the Gettysburg National Cemetery, and that's where Abraham Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address. I remember memorizing in school. I think it's like 67 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this nation. Wait, my forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived of liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. I had to memorize the whole thing when I was younger, but I went to the Gettysburg Cemetery, and I tried to give the Gettysburg Address, but everybody was like, you know, you're messing it up, shut up. So I did. You know, we didn't want to disturb the peace. We didn't want to disturb those that had given their lives. But if you ever can make it out to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Philly, you need to. It was phenomenal. Then, of course, we wanted to go to Hershey Park. You know, there's Hershey, Pennsylvania up there. That is where, right, Hershey, Milton Hershey, started chocolate. One day I'll talk to you guys about the history of Hershey chocolate. And I guess there's a theme park with roller coasters and all that. So we get up there and, you know, we race against the time because we want to check into our hotel and get ready for the park the next day. And it was closed. It was like Wally World all over again. And apparently, it's not open during the week. It's only open on the weekends until, I guess, May. So we did not get to go into the Adventure Park. However, we did go to Chocolate World, and we did learn about making Hershey's chocolate. We learned how to taste chocolate. By the way, when you guys taste chocolate, you're not supposed to chew your chocolate. You're supposed to take a piece of chocolate. It's supposed to sit on your tongue and melt. If you do it that way, you eat less chocolate. Now, I mean, me, I just chew, swallow, and then I think about the taste later. No. You're supposed to take a piece of chocolate. You're supposed to smell it. You're supposed to crack it open. Listen to the sound it makes. Then you're supposed to try to figure out if you sense a leather taste or a butterscotch taste or a caramel taste or whatever. So very, very cool. So I learned how to taste chocolate. So I am now a palateer for chocolate, I guess. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Dr. David Dow, 69 years old, had to be hospitalized from a concussion, broken nose, damaged sinuses, and a loss of two teeth after he was pulled from a seat and dragged off of a flight on Sunday. This has obviously gotten national attention, as United Airlines is now under the big scrutiny of everybody after this is the second time they have had to, they have been in the news and have a PR debacle of asking people to leave the plane. And I guess what's very, very frustrating about this is how it went down. From what I understand, the airline overbooked, All right, and we've all been there, and you know, you notice there's never any empty seats. I would probably say the last 2 years, right, I have flown. The flights are, quote unquote, overbooked all the time. They say we have a completely full flight, overbooked. You can't bring on your luggage. You can't bring on your, and it's kind of frightening because, you know, it used to not be like that. There would be plenty of room. You would have plenty of, you know, time and space to, you know, load your, baggage, above head, your overhead carry on. You would, it just was a much nicer way to travel. And now, since flights are getting canceled and, you know, they're trying, rather than fly two half full flights, remember the good old days when a flight would be half full and you could sit there and spread out in a bunch of seats? No. Everything is so much more expensive now that now they cram us in there. The aisles are more narrow. Your knees are hitting the front seat. And I have to be honest, and I don't want to sit here and insult United Airlines, but I've noticed flying with United and flying with, you know, a variety of different airlines that, you know, the flight attendants are getting meaner, just meaner. And airport workers are starting to get meaner. They used to not be. It used to be such a friendly, comfortable experience. My son got chewed out yesterday at the airport because he had knee braces on. And these were knee braces that the doctor told him to wear. And security had an absolute poop fit. And that's fine, so I'll help him take off the braces. I'll help put them back on, not a problem. But you don't have to sit there and yell at the kid. Yesterday I was trying to bring in my, go to the check-in desk of the ticketing counter. And a woman started yelling at me, blocking my path. One of the workers there said, "You gotta go to the kiosk." I go, "I didn't know, I'm sorry, I didn't know." And it just, I people are getting ruder and ruder. And I noticed, and I don't want to, you know, insult United by, you know, specifically, but I have been on a United flight and some of the flight staff have been just absolutely rude. And you're like, wait a second. Okay, I understand, you know, the whole idea of the customer is always right has now gone by the wayside. I get that. But, you know, do you have to be outright rude? And I don't understand what the change was. It was all of a sudden during the recession, it went, because I fly a lot. I don't want to because it's expensive, but for work and for a variety of things, I fly a lot. I travel a lot. And I just, over the past few years, especially the past maybe 5 years, I have seen such a change. And look, no insults to flight crew. I mean, many of you guys were my patients and you were sweeter than anything. And I used to love talking to stewards and stewardesses and flight attendants and, you know, shoot the breeze. But the last 5 years, I have seen so much rudeness. So I guess what happened here on this United flight is they overbooked and they asked for 4 volunteers. 3 people volunteered. Actually, they asked for volunteers and nobody volunteered. Nobody wanted to switch flights, all right, due to an overbooking, which, by the way, is bullcrap. Okay, how do you overbook a flight? Okay, you know how expensive it is to make a flight and then, you know, take it off work and planning the multiple hours? How do you overbook? That's a problem. And airlines have been getting away with it for years. But they asked 4 people to volunteer. Nobody did. So then what they had to do is randomly choose. And I guess how they randomly chose was based on, there's certain criteria, like frequent flyer status, fare type, check-in time, connecting flight implications, etc. So United came up with 4 people that they asked to leave the plane due to overbooking. And they had to leave the plane because there were crew members that needed to fly and needed to get to Louisville the next day. So United had to kick off passengers for crew members. Again, a cluster. This is just one cluster after another. Now, the 3 of the people who were randomly picked, they left without an issue. Dr. Dow, however, no. Dr. Dow said, no, he's not leaving. And, some people say, you know, good for him for standing up. Others say, you know, look, security asked you to leave. You know, it's kind of what we do now. You know, security or an officer asks you to leave. You know, we do it quietly so that there's no issues, we don't scare others, etc. And if you watch the video, he stayed, you know, firm. He was steadfast. And then all of a sudden you hear screaming, you hear him shriek in pain, and then you see him dragged off. There were three men that had to be involved to take him off the plane, and he was dragged off all bloodied. And I don't know how long it took from him being asked initially. It seemed like it was a multiple minute process where they were trying to coax him and they were trying to ask him and he wouldn't leave. So now you had somebody that broke his teeth, right, had a concussion, was bloodied, and of course he has an attorney and he's suing. And we all saw that happen. Why did he not want to get off the plane? Well, because he had patients the next day. And I can understand that. As a fellow doctor, you have patients the next day. You have things, planned. I mean, we all have reasons to get back home, a sick mother, kids, etc. So not that his excuse was better than anybody else's, but again, he was asked to randomly move. Now, sometimes you have standby passengers that are able to get on, and then they go, oh, we made a mistake. And I saw that when I was flying out on Friday, there was a standby passenger that had to leave. And I know they were unhappy, but they got up and they left. You know, but it's different these days. Now we buck authority. We found that in society, we can buck authority. If an officer or a security officer or a police officer, you know, tells us to do something, you know, many of us now we are able to, as long as it's caught on camera, say no and, you know, dare the officer. Well, what are you going to do about it? So unfortunately, this could have been prevented by a variety of steps that United could have taken and the doctor could have taken, and it didn't. And so now United has this huge PR situation and a huge lawsuit that they're facing. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is. You know, first, if any good could come out of this, is airlines need to stop this with this double booking. Now, mind you, then the prices are going to even go up more. I mean, this is ridiculous. We're spending close to $500 for a flight. We get talked to rudely, right, at the airport by staff and crew. You don't get to eat. You're in cramped quarters. And then there could be a chance that you were overbooked and you have to randomly leave your flight. You know, I mean, if consumers want to get back at airlines, stop flying, stop using them. You know, I mean, we don't have a real good train system we don't have like the bullet trains like they do in Europe where, you know, fine, we don't have to fly from, you know, London to Paris. We could just take a train, and most people do. But unfortunately, America, every time I need to get out there to New York or I have to get out to the East Coast, I have to fly and I have to take it. And it's frustrating because, trust me, I like to give props to those that work really hard. And these they do work hard. And maybe the reason why they're grumpy is they're overworked. Maybe flight attendants are overworked. They're underpaid. Maybe they're abused. Maybe people are grabbing their butts. Maybe people are, you know, rude to them, you know. But, you know, it's getting to the point where there's going to be riots and fights on these planes. And this was a doctor who stood up for what he believed, but I think he also made a situation a lot more difficult than it had to. So what's the answer? I think airlines need to get the poop together. I also think we need to start getting the art of competition back involved. If the flights are $500 away or $500, you know, round trip, you know what, Hawaii was like close to 1,000 at this point, then people just stop flying. All right, make them lower the prices. Make them make roomier seats. This is ridiculous to be charged to bring a carry-on. I got held trying to board the plane yesterday. They didn't want me to come on with my carry-on. So I go, well, then let me empty it because I got pillows for the kids. I got blankets. Once I did that, the carry-on was empty. I go, does it fit now into your bin? And she goes, yeah. I mean, it's just so frustrating and such a negative atmosphere to fly anymore. Why do it? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
We use use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a study has come out saying gray hair in men is linked to heart disease. Now, that probably scares every man out there because the average man does go gray. But it's a study that's come out, so we need to talk about it. So a study presented at the EuroPrevent 2017 conference of the European Society of Cardiology suggests a link between how much a man grays or whitens when he ages and plaque buildup within the coronary arteries. Now, remember, the coronary arteries are the main arteries that supply blood to the heart muscle. Researchers looked at 545 men and evaluated them by the degree of hair whitening, where a 1 was given to those with all black hair, a 3 with equal amounts of black and white or black and gray, and a 5 to those who had all gray and white hair. Then they used computed tomography coronary angiography, so basically CT coronary angiography, to see if the arteries were blocked and to see how much they were, and the arteriosclerosis buildup. Now, men who scored 3 or more appeared to have a higher risk of plaque buildup. So those who had at least equal gray to black hair apparently had more higher plaque buildup in their coronary arteries. Now, these findings were independent of risk factors like age and diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, etc. But, you know, we know that George Clooney looks all handsome being gray and Viggo Mortensen, etc. But if we gray early, could that mean we're at higher risk for heart disease? Now, how does hair color come about? Well, hair color is determined by our melanin production, right? You got a combination of pigments, the eumelanin, and the pheomelanin. And so the eumelanin is more like the dark brunette colors, and the pheomelanin causes the red auburn hues. So when babies are born, they usually have lighter hair because of the immaturity of the melanocytes, but then as the child ages, the melanocytes inject a pigment into the keratin cells that produce the hair. So one reason why we gray is because, one, is these melanocytes start to poop out. The other could be that there's hydrogen peroxide buildup in the hair follicle. It causes oxidative stress. It, in turn, prevents the rich colors from being displayed. And then, rather than a dark hair, it becomes white. Now, when would we say you have grayed prematurely? Well, we say you grayed prematurely if you are in your 20s and you're gray. Okay, if you are 20 years old and you're gray, that's premature, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have heart disease. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this, but we got Maggie on the phone. Please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey, Maggie, sweetie, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, and thanks for returning my call. I was just sleeping.
No worries. You must be listening to the show at night. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I was diagnosed with stage 3 lung cancer, non-small cell.
Okay.
And this was, it'll be 2 years in August.
Wow.
When I went through chemo and I went through radiation, and I'm up for my 5th CAT scan next month, and it's gone. It's 1 millimeter by 2 millimeters, which is dead tissue.
Thank God. Wow.
Now, I go to Comprehensive Cancer.
They have good doctors
here.
Yes.
In Henderson. And I listen to you every night. I'm a registered nurse. I know it'll probably come back, but I feel pretty decent. I'm 74 years old, and I'm back working.
Oh, my God, Maggie, you know how wonderful this is for you to tell us that? Because, you know, stage 3 non-small cell lung carcinoma, its prognosis is kind of grim. You know, if you had 3A, I guess it's like a 20% survival rate after 5 years. If it was a stage 3B, unfortunately, it could even be less. But the thing is people are surviving more and more now with lung cancer, especially the non-small cell lung cancer. How were you diagnosed? I'm assuming they got to it as quickly as, you know, they learned that that's what happened.
Would you like to know? I went to 5 doctors. I was misdiagnosed when I started having a pain in my right upper arm. And they gave me cortisone shots in my back saying I had some kind of tendonitis. And then I went to, the guy told me I needed to, this was a nurse practitioner, which I'll never go to again. I need a physician. I'm a registered nurse myself with a master's mm-hmm. degree.
Bless you for all your work and service to the healthcare community. Thank you. I love our RNs.
Thank you. But anyway, I went to a neurologist, and I passed all his tests, and he said I needed no further testing with all those resisting exercises. Then I went to a ortho, which he told me I needed to go to an ortho, and I saw another nurse mm-hmm. practitioner. Not nurse practitioner, but physician assistant. And I just begged him for an MRI, and he wouldn't give it to me. He told me my insurance would probably be denied, which it was. I have Medicare, plus I have Mutual of Omaha, and it was not denied. So it's not
Yeah.
You know, I'm not utilizing one of these insurance plans that
right.
cut you off. It's not an HMO. Anyway.
Right, right, right. And Mutual of Omaha is good, so keep that as long as you can.
I am. Anyway, finally, they wanted to do an x-ray of my elbow, and so they had tendonitis. Well, by this time, I'm using Motrin, 800 milligrams, three times a day, and Bengay, I used 27 tubes. The pain in my arm was, it was terrible. Anyway, I could sleep at night with Motrin and Benadryl.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
That's how I did that for 3 weeks. It was so bad. But anyway, I finally got to see the doctor. And he diagnosed, or he wrote a prescription for me, or not a prescription, but set up a MRI of my neck. And the MRI of my neck showed my upper lobe with a 10-centimeter mass.
Wow.
So, I was probably in so much shock that I didn't realize how bad it was. It was pushing on my trachea.
My doctor
in California went ahead and started my... I had a biopsy at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And started my chemo with some ephedrine. I did three things. I was in the trial.
Okay.
It's kind of another story that would take another 2 minutes. I'm not going to take a lot of your time, but...
Maggie, can I ask you a quick question? Because I know we're going to be coming up on break soon. And please, stay on if you can. Did you ever smoke?
Yes.
Okay. How long did you smoke
That's
for?
That's what we did back there.
I know.
On and off for probably 20-some years. Always the real light cigarettes, thinking, oh, well, there's a lot of people that smoke that don't get cancer, and there's a lot that, you know, get it that have never smoked. But being a high-risk labor and delivery nurse, we come out of the break room after doing our paper room, and we could smoke in the hospital then.
Maggie, the reason why I ask is many times with physicals, we'll do a chest x-ray. You know, now they're allowing CAT scans, but what I used to do with my patients is they would get a chest x-ray once a year. Did anybody ever do a chest x-ray on you?
No.
Wow.
That's the story of medicine here that I found. I don't know. I'm a university nurse, okay, UT, UCLA, for 40. I graduated in 1972. Actually, I'm not overweight. I've always watched my weight. I want to just explain a minute about this. I know you're going to go on break time, but I want to explain about the trial study. My doctor in California, and I love her dearly, and I'd love to mention her name, although I know it's probably not ethical. But at the same time, I'm still in touch with her. And I drew the straw, or she drew the straw, that I have chemo and don't quit. Where the rest of the there were seven of us in the study in the group at Porter Ranch. And
Maggie, can you stay on for a few minutes? Can you stay on for a few
I
more
can
minutes?
Stay.
Okay.
I can.
Okay, because I want to hear more about this. Hold on. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We were talking to Maggie, an RN, who was diagnosed with non-small cell lung carcinoma, and I was very, very frustrated by her story, and I'm so glad she's sharing it because she was a smoker, and she was never given a routine chest x-ray because that wasn't what was recommended. as part of physicals, and I don't even know if Medicare would have even paid for it. And it wasn't until she had recalcitrant severe right arm pain that a doctor got a neck MRI, and that's where they saw little areas, you know, the top areas of the lung that gave clue to her having a lung tumor. Maggie, thank you again for staying on and sharing with us your story. I'm just so frustrated by that, you know, maybe it could have been found when it was 5 centimeters or, because you said it was 10 centimeters by the time it was found?
Yes. And now, after coming up, I believe it's going to be my 5th CAT scan, and I've had 2 PET scans. I understand that Medicare only pays for 3 in a lifetime, but the story is, next month I'll come up on my 5th CAT scan, and this will be without contrast. But right. The last time I had my CAT scan, it was 1 millimeter. Gosh.
1 millimeter.
I got centimeters on the brain. I got that on the brain.
No worries.
Because I'm a labor and delivery nurse.
That's right. Yeah. How much dilated are you? 10 centimeters. She's 10. She's crowning. Let's go. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. So I was in shock. But where we left off is, and I'm sure you remember this, is I got the diagnosis from an ortho guy that did the neck MRI, and he called me, and over the phone, he said that it looks like cancer. And going on to the rest of the story, I had the needle biopsy at UCLA and then started the chemo, which I was on Abraxane, the platinum, and the ephedrine. And, of course, they gave me some Ativan, I guess, when I first started. I never had a cigarette from the time of the chemo. I had several complications with my chemo, but I drew the straw that she didn't quit. It was like the first week you get all 3 of them. The second week, you just get the Abraxane. The third week, you get the Abraxane and the veteran. But then you get a rust. I never did get a rust.
So they just kept at it.
6 weeks, and I got really, really sick. I developed complications, and I had an abscess on my sigmoid colon, which sent me back for more MRIs. But I didn't have at the time, being the healthy person I was, I didn't have any drug insurance because I don't have any other diagnosis. This was the only diagnosis I have. It's not that I had what. So I had a lot going for me, and I got that treated. So I went to her office every day for IV antibiotics, and that went away. And I came back to my Henderson, and I started the chemo here with comprehensive cancer. And
wow, thank God.
I had to stop a couple times because of my blood count, but it took me from probably the first part of September until May to finish my bout of 13 weeks of chemo.
Wow. You know, Maggie, you know, people will say, look, Dahlia, don't diagnose me with cancer because I won't go through the treatment, and going through chemotherapy is worse than dying of cancer. You went through hell and back, but go ahead. What would you say to people who would be afraid to get chemotherapy?
I gave myself 24 hours to make a decision out of, I think it was shock. Fear, I had no fear. I just am convinced that modern medicine has changed, and I had a couple things going for me. I wrote a book, actually. I'm a published author. I believe in pet therapy.
Oh, and good.
I had a 2-year-old Maltese named Bentley that everybody will probably know who I am, but it doesn't much matter because I'm out to help the world by education, as you are. By the way, I respect your position. But the story is there's hope out there. I took 24 hours to make my decision. I looked at my doctor and asked her, do I qualify for hospice? Because I always said, boy, if I ever get a diagnosis, I'm not going through all this. Well, my little Bentley, after looking at him, helped me make the decision, which kind of sounds a little crazy, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. Thank God, Bentley, because, you know, my cats, we have a bunch of rescue cats, and, you know, Shaky Boo, he would have looked at me and said, bye. So, I mean, thank God your dog wanted you around.
Well, I have grown men that are my children, but they're involved in their lives, and we keep in touch, but we're scattered. We're scattered throughout the state. But at the same time, I'm a very, when you don't know what to do, an old saying is, you know, sometimes it takes you to your knees. And I've had several prayer groups. I was born and raised very Catholic. And with the combination of the spirituality in today's healthcare, I'm pretty well convinced that my prayer group has wiped this out. And I mean, I had a very great support system with people that I still am in touch with from my high school class back in Rock Island, Illinois, in high school. And I just feel like I can go. I don't want to go another round of it. It enters my mind. But yet all these drugs that you spoke of last night when I was listening to 107 AM, I don't know where I that I the Opdiva that's on TV, I asked my doctor, well, you're not ready for that yet. So I'd like to prepare so this doesn't come back, because I was dealing with my two sons, which are in their 50s. Of course, they wanted me to do this natural thing, which I'm not against the natural thing, but yet I didn't think I would do the chemo. But this chemo just really knocked the socks off of me, and I'll tell you what, I never don't have a desire to have a cigarette ever since I had my first chemo.
Oh,
And, you know, I'm 10 pounds overweight. My hair came in beautiful, gray, white.
Did it?
Yes.
Did it come back curly? Yeah, some people with chemotherapy, they lose their hair, and then it comes back either curly or straight or a different texture.
It's very wavy. I could email you a picture of what it looks like. But I'm very grateful, first of all, to God, secondly, to my support system, thirdly, for all the education and my doctors that have good credentials behind them that were very much of an incentive for me to continue. Oh, you're going to be okay. We're going to do this. You feel so bad just because your blood counts off. I mean, they always had it. But I might want to share this. I was probably in so much shock because I've been so healthy my whole life that I couldn't even cry for 2 months.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, I was, I'm healthy. I rode my bike. I did everything. But I didn't cough, Dr. Dowie.
Not one cough.
I had a pain in my right. I had bronchitis a couple of times in my life. But I think there's hope with the new chemo out there. I don't know what it's going to be that I'm going to take next. I don't think I'm going to do a trial study.
Well, hopefully not. The recurrence rate, I think, I saw one small study where the recurrence rate was only 30%. I mean, there's a 70% chance that this could be done. You may not have to. I think it's mentally healthy to prepare just in case you do have to continue the fight. But, what you've already defied the odds, and I look at it as God, you know, God told you something was wrong with that arm pain. You know, that was the sign he gave you, and so I think God's on your side, and I'm going to continue praying for you. And Maggie, I just really appreciate you sharing the story, because I think it's going to save lives, you know, and people are going to know that it's not just about coughing or having a heavy smoking history, which you didn't. You smoked light cigarettes, and it was, you know, a 20-pack year history, which I'm assuming you had. It's still a lot less than others. And for you to have a 10-centimeter, you know, lung tumor and to be able to, you know, combat it as well as you did, I bravo, and thank you, Maggie, for sharing. I really, really appreciate it. Please keep us posted, okay?
Yes, and thank you for calling me very much. I'd like to text you one thing.
Absolutely.
We're off the air.
Okay. Please do. Please do. All right, take care. All right, don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.